The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great, and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe.
And your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerkers Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Betsy Ross, Grizzly Adams, and even Doc Holliday call her for advice.
Well, I suppose I'm deranged, but I guess I'll just have to call. Cover your ears, darling.
There are more cards in the prospering under Big Brother deck than most people know about. And that's why there's the Suzanne Option Show. Heard here only on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
But I couldn't seem to rise up on my bed. I'm not alone, then I am. Some people seem to think I'm Superman. But I want all the love. I'm living in a day of the eagle of the dove.
All right, everybody. Boy, I love that song. Thank you, Christopher. I was telling Christopher before the show started, we need to have that song queued up when I fill in for Mark Presslins to wake me up so the first segment isn't a wash. You just tuned into the Suzanne Option. I'm your host, Suzanne Sherman. This is the Crusade Channel. The Crusade Channel is part of the Veritas Radio Network. We are live today on this September 16th. The number here in the Bulldog Kia Studio West in the hinterlands of Utah is 844-527-8723. That's 844-5-CRUSADE. If you want to make it easy on yourself and you like what you're hearing, want the most convenient way to listen to the Veritas Radio Network, please consider downloading our app. You can go get that at the Windows Phone App Store, the iTunes Store. Or you can also go to the Google Play Store, and then you can just access this show and all the others, the host bios, just with the touch of your finger, and you can also dial right into the studio. Also, please consider going to VeritasRadioNetwork.com and hit /join. If you become a Founders Pass member and go to the shopping cart, hit the annual membership, you will get 50% off. When you go there, you will find a coupon code. The code word is doctor. There are a lot of benefits. I think this month you get a Patrick Henry book that has been edited and signed by Mike Church. Also, we have just started within this past week a chat room, which is open to supporting, sponsoring Founders Pass members. And it's really cool. You have several of our hosts on there. I'm on there, Mark Kresslins, Greg Carpenter from Reverse Deception, Mike Church shows up, Doc George from My Story of America. It's a great way. We're forming a community. We keep in touch and just spread the word of Veritas. We've got a lot going on today. It is also Constitution Day. I know that Mark Kresslins is absolutely delighted about that. So I think I'm going to dedicate this show to you, my friend Mark Kresslins. All right. Going back to the second episode I had of the Suzanne Option, I had a gal on here by the name of Dr. Donna, who I met at Sierra School of Survival. You might recall Brian Lee joined me when we discussed survival in a vehicle when you're stranded in winter conditions. Anyway, Dr. Donna and I am going to not have her on too long today because I want you to go back to that episode, which you can download, of course, if you have your Founders Pass membership. We talked about dirt. It's called diatomaceous earth and how it can help you. I want to welcome Dr. Donna to the Cowgirl Esquire guest hotline on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be. Dr. Donna, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Thank you. And you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's really fun to have you back on. You have an announcement to make. I know you were in the process when you were on the first time of writing a book about DE. But first, tell any listeners that might be new what DE is.
Okay. So DE is a dietary source of silica. And silica is a mineral that's needed for health. And when you take silica, then it's going to fill in all the gaps of your nutrition that are empty, you know, because you don't have enough silica. And we don't have enough silica in our current soils. We're deficient about 33%. And so everybody is showing signs of deficiency.
I have a question about that. Now, I know that we have an issue probably because soils have been over-farmed. If you grow your own food, is that a way to get more silica? I understand the need. I'm a big believer. I take my DE every day. But is growing your food also an option to helping you access silica from the soil?
Well, the problem is that it's not in the soil anymore. So we have to add it to the soil. Now, if you add it to the soil, then you don't probably have to take as much.
And then, okay, and then when you say nutritional gaps, it fills the nutritional gaps. How does this help you be more healthy? How does it help you prevent disease? Why should people eat dirt?
Yeah. One thing that it does is it's going to strengthen every cell in the body that's related to connective tissue, and that means your bones, your muscles, your tendons, your ligaments, your cartilage, your vertebrae, your lungs, your brain. I mean, everything in the body is made of silica, and silica is what gives every cell and organ and tissue strength. So when you have more strength in those areas, then your body is not going to be able to wear down as you get older. In fact, what's going to happen is you're going to see that you look different, your skin looks different, your hair is better, it's longer, it fills in if there's any little gaps in the hair. Some people that have been going bald, they can start regaining hair just from that. Your nails start growing like wild, so you know that it's doing all kinds of good things, and that's just on the outside. A lot of people with skin rashes notice that those start going away over time. Helps your intestinal tract. I mean, every single part of the body is helped with diatomaceous earth.
Now, when we met in person at the Sierra School of Survival when it was in Placerville, California, I walked in there, didn't know anybody, including Brian Lee, and I was handed a bag of white powder, at which time I thought, what have I walked into here? And when you came up to speak, you offered us to take the DE challenge. You said, I want to challenge you to take this for 30 days. And I did, and I'm delighted that I did so. Now, you've written a book on this subject. It is an ebook, is that correct?
Yes, right now it's an ebook.
And that book discusses, I know it discusses my experience with the DE challenge in tremendous detail. When I sent you all those emails, I had no idea they would be published, but you asked permission and I gave them to you. I read them back and had to laugh because it was just like going into a little time capsule there. How can people get your book and tell them why they should take the DE challenge? What can they expect in the first 30 days? Is it essentially what you just mentioned to me now? I noticed my skin feeling better, my teeth immediately. You told people to brush their teeth with it. Every gum issue I had, every sensitivity issue I had was gone, and it was instantaneous.
Yeah. And it's so good at doing that. You know, the teeth can actually remodel themselves. If you have the right substances there, then your teeth are going to absorb the diatomaceous earth, and it's going to help restructure the tooth. There are at least three miles of little tubules in the teeth, and once they get that diatomaceous earth, they start building, because that's the nature of the diatomaceous earth, of the silica. So, but that's just one of the things. You know, a lot of people, I mean, I've had people even in their 80s, and they started taking it, and they said within a week, their old injuries were gone. So, you know, they would wake up in the morning, they'd be all arthritic, and they couldn't really move those joints. And then within a week, they were moving freely. And so that tells us a lot about our nutrition because you know, how many times do we go to the doctor and maybe we get some kind of anti-inflammatory or something like that? Well, that's not really helping anything. You need the nutrient there to rebuild that area in the joint. So that's another thing, and everybody notices a lot of different benefits from taking it. Everybody's going to be a little different depending on how their body is responding to low levels of silica.
Right, and when we use these anti-inflammatories, we are putting a Band-Aid on. We're finding, we're covering symptoms, we're not finding the cause. Want to mention quickly also, you know, a lot of women take calcium. And I have seen with the women I know, my mom in particular, who has taken calcium supplements her entire adult life, still has severe osteoporosis. Is this perhaps a more suitable, more effective option than the store-bought calcium supplements?
Well, you know, when somebody has osteoporosis, they're going to need a lot of minerals. But adding silica to the regimen is really going to help. And the reason why is because it offers the strength to the bones like nothing else. You know, the calcium, you know, sure, you need calcium and you have to have enough. But a lot of times people will take in, they won't have the vitamin D that goes with it, or they won't have the magnesium or the phosphorus that goes with it. And so at least the silica can help and fill in some of the gaps, which it does.
Our morning host, Mark Kresslins, he's on the air Mondays through Fridays from 6 to 8 a.m. Central Time, has a question for you. He says, all right, I give. How do I get some of this? Do I just go grab a shovel and go to the backyard?
No, you want to get it from a place that actually has it, and they've cleaned it up, and you know it's ready to go. And so there are a couple different kinds of DE. You can't just go get the one that's at the pool store, because that one is a crystalline form of it. So you don't want to
kill you.
Yeah, but you want the one that is USDA food grade. So it has to stay on it food grade, and that means it's 100% diatomaceous earth. There's nothing added, no insecticides, because you're not a little bug, and you know, just the DE. Just
yeah. And some people get it, and it says Comdex on the bag. Is that acceptable? Comdex food grade.
Food grade, as long as it says food grade and it has no other ingredient, then it's okay.
Perfect.
And
now,
a lot of people get it.
Don't you also work with the source that sells DE?
No, I don't. Well, I don't work with them directly. I know one source, and they're excellent. They've been selling DE for over 5 years. You know. So
why don't you tell our listeners, in particular Mark Kresslins, how to get it?
Okay, you can go to www.earth. That's EARTH, like our Earth Works. WORKS Health. HEALTH.com. EarthWorksHealth.com.
Fantastic. I also have somebody I follow on Twitter. It follows me as well on there. By the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can do so. I'm Cowgirl Esquire. Also, so Dr. Donna, I want to thank you for being on. And how can people access your ebook? And would you like to donate a free one for one of our loyal listeners?
Yes, certainly. I thought we could donate maybe 5 for people that really want it.
Outstanding. Okay. How can we go about that?
Yes. Okay, so go to 30-day, and that's the number 30-day DE for diatomaceous earth challenge.com. 30-day.DE challenge.com.
Fantastic. And I have already put that on both of my web pages. Mm-hmm. And I will answer questions later on how to actually take this. This has all been discussed also on the second episode I had that you participated in. I want to thank you for appearing with us today.
Thank
and
you.
We're going to get a few people in. I know Mark Kresslins is going to be starting, and we'll have you back in 30 days to see
okay.
how people do.
Sounds good. I know they're going to be doing well.
I know, too, as well. I know Mark suffers from significant knee issues, so I'm looking forward to him getting some relief. Thank you very much, Dr. Donna.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, everybody. I have to say, I put this stuff up here because I believe in it. I started taking DE 4 or 5 years ago. I haven't used toothpaste since then. I brush my teeth with it. I wash my face with it. I take this internally. I take about 3 tablespoons a day. You make sure I just drink it. I put a little bit in some water and then just chug it down. You have to make sure you drink a lot of water. It's good for so many things. I urge you, she is offering to give away 5 books for our listeners. Get those. All the instructions you need are in there. The benefits are listed. My testimonials are in there as well. It's also very good for your pets, for bug control, insect control in your garden, flea control on your animals. So I really suggest you go for that. This is kind of, I'm going to borrow a term from Tom Woods. If you're not familiar with him, he has many political commentaries. He's got Liberty Classroom. He has his own podcast. And he says that there's a 3x5 index card of allowable opinion when you talk about politics. I'm going to expound upon that and say there's really a 3x5 index card of allowable existence. And stuff like this, eating dirt, is just really not what you're ever going to hear from your doctors. It's just something that they're not aware of. But I want you to just go beyond this 3x5 index card and find some real solutions. I'm also going to introduce today a series that I'm going to have on the show about another option for lifestyle, and that is going to be off-grid living. And again, something else that is not on the 3x5 index card of allowable existence. A couple weeks ago, my son bought his first car. And what I didn't expect was to find a gentleman that I would be wanting to have on my show. And his name is Aspen Johnston, and he is living the life off-grid. And I asked him if he would please come on the air and talk about this with me. So right now I want to welcome Aspen to the Suzanne Option on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing very well. So when we started talking, I asked, what were your plans now that you're selling this car? I thought you were going to Europe. And what did you tell me you're up to?
Well, currently I'm just kind of going from state to state. I'm vaguely making my way towards Vancouver. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I just stop in places that I want to see, you know, if there's a natural landmark that I want to see or a city that I want to pass through, I kind of put it on my list and then I figure out a scenic way to get there and slowly make my way towards that area. And, you know, all the while kind of, I'm on the West Coast now, so I'm sort of, you know, working my way up from there, just trying to get to Vancouver eventually before it gets too cold.
Well, let me let our listeners know, because I saw what you're traveling in and how you're living. Kind of give our listeners a feel for what it is you're doing right now. What are you traveling in?
So a few months ago, near the beginning of the year, I bought a 1998 Dodge Ram Van 3500 from a flower shop that was located in a city 2 towns over, roughly, from where I lived. Mm-hmm. And I spent the next few months kind of converting it into a tiny home. I equipped it with a solar panel setup for power and a water tank with a sink for drinking water and cooking water. And I took out all of the seats and put in shelving for clothing and books, and then installed a bed to sleep on and just kind of made it livable. And so at the beginning of that would have been the middle of July. I started driving around in it, went over to Wyoming and Colorado, and then I went back to my house to take care of a few things, one of those things being selling the car to your son, of course, but, you know, I had a few things to take care of, but now I'm able to be back out on the road.
You know, when I first started the show, one of the very first questions that a listener had posed to me was, give me the fastest and easiest way to disconnect and do not and not have to rely on big government or any government for that matter for your just daily existence. And my guest here today, Aspen Johnston, is actually doing just that. Aspen, I'm hoping you can just hang on and come back with me for the next segment.
Sure.
Fantastic. So if you missed the beginning of the show, you can download it by getting a Founders Pass. We are currently offering a 50% discount thanks to the generous donation of one of our radio show's network supporters. So please consider that. Get an annual membership. Go to the shopping cart and look for the coupon code DOCTOR, and you'll be able to get that and download any of the other episodes or this one as well. So we will be back in a little bit. This is the Suzanne Option. I'm your host, Suzanne Sherman. This is the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be.